Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It is Tuesday, the 25th of October, and we are only a few days out from the Dublin Marathon, and this year sees a record number of runners. 25,000 of you are taking part, and there's much more than that that will be lining out the streets to cheer them on. Dwayne, Edgar and Carl Taff from Dublin Inner City Running Club are here with me this morning, sitting in front of me, to give you some marathon tips and tell us all about themselves again. How's it going, lads? Good to chat to you again. Dwayne, let's talk numbers first of all. How many marathons have you guys done yourselves?
I think this could be, I don't know if it's my 9th or 10th marathon on Sunday in the space of 2 years.
Okay, and what is wrong with you? Like, why do you keep putting yourself through this?
I love it. Like, we get people that run with us on the long runs that are taking painkillers. I'm like, you're supposed to hurt, like, don't be taking painkillers. But I think it becomes an addiction. And it's just something that we really enjoy.
We were talking off air there about the different places you've been, and you said Rome was one of the most amazing cities to run.
Magical, absolutely magical. Like, we've done Rome, we've done Barcelona, now we're going to do Dublin. So we're looking forward to seeing our hometown on Sunday and getting all behind Team Kobe.
Yeah, and Carl, when you're in Rome, you're saying around 6,000 or 7,000, was there?
It was about 6,000 or 7,000. I think it was the first marathon after COVID.
Yeah.
So they were obviously cautious in numbers.
Okay.
So then when we went to Barcelona, I think it was 12,000, 14,000, and this time now 25,000.
25,000 in your hometown.
Unbelievable.
Insane. It is crazy. Fair play. Now, you guys are running the marathon with a very, very important member of your club, 8-year-old Kobe. Carl, tell me about Kobe.
Kobe first came up with his father. His father has been an amazing person towards the club. He sponsored us with gear and whatever we needed. Like that, he first came up in his wheelchair and Jay pushed him in the wheelchair. And from that was the 5K, wasn't it, Dwayne?
Yeah, 5K.
5K, and from that it was an addiction. And it was a good time for him and his dad then to bond through running, which has just went on. And now we're on this journey to Dublin Marathon, which is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kobe's 8 years of age, is that right?
He's 8, yeah.
8 years with cerebral palsy?
Yeah.
Just amazing. I remember seeing the picture. It's just incredible, young fella. Okay, let's talk marathon tips, right? 25,000 people out there, they're going to lose a lot of toenails, like you said, are going to hurt. And that's just part of it. It's part of it. And a lot of people are taking part in the marathon for the first time, okay? So what are your top tips for first time goers?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Smile. Right. Enjoy it. Be happy. Sort out a few drinks for after. Don't let the morning wound you up. Like, we have this thing, like, excitement, is it going to kill you? Is it the nerves? The unknown of what's going to happen on the day? But just embrace it. Show up. Don't go off too quick. Don't get caught up with the pack. Make sure you have a look at the course, because there's a decent bit of elevation in Dublin that people don't probably know about. There's a couple of drags. But if it's getting a bit hard towards the end, use the crowd to spur you on, that they're for a reason. And when you get to the finish line, make sure you smile, because all the cameras
are love that you said that. Smile and enjoy
it. It's important. It's important. Like, for some people that's going to do the marathon the first time, that's a sacrifice in 10 weeks. It's not easy. We were just speaking to Graham off air about it as well. Gets monotonous. You're just saying, get me to the end. But when you're in the moment, smile, enjoy it, and take everything in.
And is there anything they can do now coming up? I mean, the training should be done. Is that right, Carl?
Like, trust in your training. Okay. Everything is done now. You'll always second guess yourself when it comes to tape or time. You're like, have I done enough? Now, realistically, it's too late to do anymore. So now, stay off your feet as much as you can. And as Dwayne said, enjoy every minute. You're in your hometown like that. Training is always going to be 10 times harder than the actual marathon itself. The people, 25,000 people, running with the same goal is to finish that marathon. And then with family, friends, strangers supporting you all along the way. We've played football all our lives, and like that, we've never kind of been in a sport where everybody has supported them. Mm. It's amazing. It's unbelievable.
Do you remember your first one, your first marathon?
I do, funny enough. Me and my mate Ross went out on a run, and it was unplanned. He said, you want to go on a run, a long run? I said, yeah. Went up to the Phoenix Park, and he said, we do a long run. I was saying, yeah, whatever. So I think we done 21K, and he was like, might push for 30. He goes, want to keep going? I said, I'll go till I drop. like that, we got to 30, so we were only 12k off the marathon, and it was like, right, let's keep going. And we done it, I think it was 3:30, I think we done.
Wow.
And it was just sport of the moment.
But that's psychological. It's like running is very psychological, isn't it? It's all about, like you said, the first thing there, remember to smile and get the crowd to spur you on. And your friend was kind of getting you to do a marathon without you even thinking you were doing a marathon.
I think you can read up too much on things. Because like that, once you go on the internet, you go down a black hole.
Sure.
And you can see all these tips and
tricks and tricks and
whatever
sure.
like that. But now just trust in your training and enjoy every minute of it.
You recommend lubing up big time. I'm a big fan of lube on this show. So
No, like we were speaking, like when you think about it, like for first time marathon runners, right? Get up early in the morning, have your morning coffee, drop the kids off. You don't want to be running halfway through the marathon where you're going to have to come off to go to the toilet. Lube up everywhere as possible because God knows what's ahead of you on the day. If it's lashing rain and the clothes are stuck tight to you, mm-hmm. Like people's nipples, chief, you know, bleeding. And it's not only on the day, a couple of days after, they still be sore.
Lube up.
That's my most important tip. Lube up.
Lube up. The biggest tip ever. I love that. Now, you said have a morning coffee. Is that dangerous? Because you see and hear of all these stories of people hitting themselves when they're running around.
What, if you're up early enough, you should be all right.
Sort yourself out.
I got caught out last week.
Did you?
Yeah, we got caught out last week.
Cards forever. Coming back with one sock on.
No socks.
See, that's why Graham could never do a marathon because he has terrible IBS and he would never be able to do it.
It happened last week over on Lanzarote. We were on a long run. It was my last long run. And we were out at the airport and it was pitch dark. It was probably 6:30 in the morning. And like that, squatted down. Doing the business. And next
don't go
one,
on that skill.
Out of nowhere, some car shot towards us, and I was like, oh no, I'm not going to get arrested. How shit. And the fella that was with me, we'll call him Iron Man Mark, he was like, what's going on here? So we started running, and then I done a U turn, and I came towards us, and I don't believe you. I'm going to get caught on camera. I'm going to have to ring Tasha and say, Tasha, pick me up from the airport. I might have been arrested and fined them, whatever. But it just happened to be a coincidence, but. Sometimes you do get caught out.
That's a skill. Yeah,
even the people going to the toilet, it could be the like don't have too many gels. Like if you're going to be just taking liquids and gels throughout the whole race, it's going to come out one place.
Yeah.
So just be careful. Don't overdo it because we've seen people run in front of us. That's you know.
And you can see it coming.
Thought you were farting, and next of all, you know yourself.
Oh, well, listen, I mean, it's going to be a huge occasion. You guys are definitely ready for it, but. Is that what you keep in mind? You know, just that finish line, Dwayne. Yeah. Is that just a very special moment?
Yeah, like it's you have to visualize something. Like I done an Ironman in August, and my visualize. No, but this is. But I always speak on what I've done, even to the members.
Yeah.
From my experience, and I always visualize coming up the red carpet, the Ironman. Same with Dublin Marathon. Visualize the thousands of people around. Visualize the canopies. Visualize the clock. Start to kind of live it in your mind, and then my thing is if you see it, believe it, achieve it. So that's why we say visualization is a massive thing.
Well, Dwayne and Carl from the Dublin Inner City Running Club, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Where can people go if they want to find out more about this Dublin Inner City Running Club?
Our main social media platform is Instagram. All our content's go up on there, all our race day videos. We actually have a race day on the 13th of November for anyone after the marathon that wants to get back out. We have a 5 mile and 10 mile. You'll get all the information on our social media on Instagram.
Okay, and how far have you come in terms of members? Like, has it grown?
It's grown week on week. We've over 200 members. Like that, when we first put out the video, the first run we had was 36 people. And then from that, it just grew and grew. So we're going a little over 2 years now.
Wow.
And we can only imagine what's to come in the future. Big things happening.
Absolutely. And listen, best of luck on the weekend with the marathon. You guys are legends. Thank you so much for coming in. Go and check out the Dublin Inner City Running Club. And if you want to go and support the marathon, where's a good place to stand?
A lot of people have said Walkinstown.
Okay.
It starts at Fitzwilliam Square and ends in Marion Square. So
Anywhere along there.
Just get to the finish line. That's where the crack happens. Get to the finish line. That's the most important part.
Yeah. And you can make your way up to the finish line, couldn't you?
Yeah, from like some people have tips and tricks on it. Some people say Stony Batter, then going you go into the Phoenix Park, then they say
it's not Stony Batter, it's Manor Street. Well, you know, he's a hipster, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's
a whole hipster. Yeah,
well, you know, you go up there now, get your Sunday roast beef and Stony Batter.
So anywhere along there, but the finish line is where all the crack is.
Absolutely, yeah.
Lovely. Lads, thanks for coming in.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.